Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello again, everyone. From the news desk at the North Pole Flight Command, this is Alf Alpine reporting. With all the excitement in Sector 2, we head back to the Regional Tracking Center in India for an update from Elf Marianne Bright. Marianne, we rarely see this kind of thing in Sector 2. How are things there now?
Things are normal, Al. It has just crossed over into the first minutes of Christmas morning in our far eastern parts of Sector 2, while out west in places like Syria, it's barely 6 in the evening. This is all primetime Christmas Eve, and we've got a mix of elves heading to bed and others still tracking.
When you reach this point in the operation, Marianne, what's at the top of the minds of the elves at the Regional Tracking Center?
We want our tracker elves to know what Santa needs, which at this late hour is mostly weather updates or other information that directly impacts the flight. For believers, we want their attention. We want them to know the bedtime advisories and to know when Santa is near.
With that in mind, let's check in now with Elf Victoria Wassail to see what Santa has to say about new bedtime advisories. Victoria?
Mr. Pine, we have new advisories from Afghanistan to Iran and beyond in Sector 2. Please visit our website at NorthPoleFlightCommand.com for the updated list of those areas where Santa is advising bedtimes.
Thanks, Mrs. Wassail, and that's the latest from the North Pole and tracking Santa around the world. This is Elf Alpine reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.